Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za and you can find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast on fmr.co.za. I recently undertook a renovation, and one thing you can be sure of when you let contractors into your house for long enough is that by the time they leave, the wired burglar alarm system will be mostly a paperweight. And that had me looking at the cost of rewiring said alarm. And due to the wiring and labor costs on an already aging system, I decided to bite the bullet and put in a new system. Me being me, I wanted to see if DIY was an option. I tested the excellent Ring alarm system a while back, but it misses on one important criterion. No alarm company connection at the time of testing. So I looked into a Chinese brand called Ajax, A-J-A-X. Wow. Installation is a breeze. Find a PowerPoint for the base station, plug it in, set up the app, and scan QR codes on the back of each sensor. Stick or drill the battery charged sensors, which last well over a year as needed around the home, and you're pretty much done. What I also liked about the batteries, unlike some other battery powered systems, they use standard AAs mostly. I loved in particular the glass break sensors, which advertise a big range, but in practice, glass being broken or cups dropping sets them off from even further away. And another nicety with these sensors is that they can set up to be active whether the alarm system is armed or not armed. You generally want to be aware of glass being broken. Then they have the usual beams and pet beams and beams with video and door magnets and the like. I love that some of their magnets have a tilt or move sensor. What this means is that you can leave a door ajar or a window open and it will detect further opening. Then there's the option of fire and water detectors and also home automation switches. And don't underestimate this. It can turn on or off or open or close almost anything. Imagine this. You arm your alarm, have it shut off the lights and close the garage door. Too cool. The app is a delight to use compared to all of the others I've tested. And I way preferred using it to wired keypads. And it does some great geofencing. It offers to arm or disarm itself as you approach or leave home. The backbone for the sensors isn't the normal Wi-Fi, but an industry standard system named Joule. Long distance and secure, it's in a way Wi-Fi, but it isn't. For connecting to security companies, and most security companies will take the system, you have three options: Wi-Fi, wired internet, and more unusually, SIM cards. And you can buy data-only SIM cards that last up to a year for a very reasonable price. Easy peasy and not an add-on. Multiple zones are possible, and what's more, my insurance and alarm company were both happy with the system. It is vital to check with both of these before committing, as you never know. That's Ajax Alarms, and you'll probably spend upwards of about 8,000 Rand depending on what you use. But the best part is it's easy to up or downgrade it yourself anytime. The software, unlike many traditional systems, and Ring in fact, doesn't have a subscription. So it may turn out the cheap alternative in the long run. Ajax is available online.